Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. The rivalry between Miller and Budweiser is nearly as old as the beers themselves. But the century-old fight took a new turn earlier this year when Anheuser-Busch premiered an ad at this year's Super Bowl, attacking Miller Coors' use of corn syrup in two of its flagship beers. The history of this competition and its modern incarnation is documented in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. The article, aptly titled The Big Beer Battle, was written by Matt Piper, who joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about the rivalry and its impact on the beer world.
All brewers are competitive, right? The trick has been to say that your stuff is better than everybody else's stuff, when really, at the end of the day, I think we all know that they're pretty similar products, at least these big mass market beers. And so, you know, dating back to the turn of the 20th century, at that time, Miller was producing a Budweiser, which was the big product for Adolphus Busch. He kind of found that there was this Czech lager that was really popular. He'd imitated it. It was his flagship brand. And a lot of other brewers around the United States did the same thing. And here locally, Miller did that. And even after Busch tried to quell all of the Budweisers that were proliferating around the country, Miller persisted. And eventually they went to court and a judge told Miller to stop making Budweiser. So that's just kind of a fun little early installment in the beer wars that have continued for 100 years since.
So we're looking at a kind of new installment, I suppose, of the beer wars. The ads decrying the use of corn syrup. For those who haven't seen them, what do they look like?
Yeah, so during the Super Bowl, there was the first ad was the Bud Light King has been informed that they've gotten a big shipment of corn syrup. And he says, well, we don't need that corn syrup. We don't use corn syrup here. Sort of incredulous that anybody would use corn syrup. And then he sets off on sort of this perilous journey through this medieval land and goes to first the Miller Light Castle. And they say, well, we've already got our corn syrup here. That must be Coors Light's corn syrup. And so then he goes off to the Coors Light Castle and they say, oh, you know, thanks for bringing us our corn syrup. Oh, by the way, in case you're slow on the uptake, we brew using corn syrup. And the point of those ads was to highlight, obviously, that well, Coors Light and Miller Light are brewed using corn syrup, Bud Light is not.
And both Coors Light and Miller Light, they're brewed by now the same company, Miller Coors. How did they respond?
They responded pretty quickly. I think next day or maybe 2 days later, they took out a full-page ad in the New York Times saying, thanks for this opportunity to highlight, you know, how much better tasting our beer is. Yes, we use corn syrup in the brewing process, but that corn syrup is not actually in the final product because the corn syrup is essentially fed to the yeast to create the alcohol in our beer. And in the same way, Bud Light uses rice syrup. At the end of the day, it's just alcohol. And maybe there's an argument that it affects the flavors differently, but there is no corn syrup in your beer. And for that matter, there's a difference between corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup, which I think many people associate with sodas and the rise of obesity, and which, oh, by the way, Miller Coors was happy to highlight, is actually in some of the final products that Anheuser-Busch creates, particularly some of the fruity, sugary drinks.
Yeah, and one of their other flagship beers, the Natural Light.
Yeah, so Busch and Natural Light also use corn syrup in the same way that Miller Lite and Coors Light use corn syrup. So again, not in the final product, but it was sort of rich, I guess, for Anheuser-Busch to be saying, you use corn syrup in your process when they in fact do the same thing.
Well, then it seems that the crux of the issue is that consumers can't or don't really notice a difference between corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup. What is the difference between those products?
Ooh, you know, I don't know I can't explain the chemistry to you. The difference, though, in terms of for this argument is the high fructose syrup in those Anheuser-Busch products that I mentioned is essentially functioning as a sugar. Whereas the corn syrup, which is sort of an unadulterated version, the purer version, is just being fed to the yeast and as a sugar product, but then being converted into ethanol.
The yeast just uses it as kind of fuel.
Right.
Right before they premiered these ads, there was actually a kind of push to promote beer more generally as a product. You know, in your article, you compared it to the Got Milk ads of just promoting milk. Both MillerCoors and Anheuser-Busch were part of it. What happened to that in light of this pretty public fight?
Yeah, so at the time that I wrote that story, MillerCoors was saying, we're not going to continue to participate in this. We are all for kind of a unified brand campaign that lifts all boats here because beer is struggling, particularly big beer. And so there were these ongoing discussions for a long time about how we could all team up and we can make beer something that Americans drink at the end of the day again. There's a big shift toward not only craft beer, which I think we've all seen increase in popularity, but also spirits and slightly in wine among Americans' drinking preferences. So MillerCoors has said, we're all for that, but we're not going to do that at the same time that you're taking shots at our big flagship products. And then more recently, I just read earlier this week in Adweek, MillerCoors sort of doubled down on that. Apparently the other brewers and national distributors have kind of gone ahead with that effort. So they are doing a unified campaign, and MillerCoors has said, you know, that's great news, but it's not going to involve us.
Yeah. Well, and you talked about this both in the article and just now. Big beer is kind of facing a crisis as a result of craft beers. When we look at the numbers, specifically for a brewery kind of like Anheuser-Busch or MillerCoors, how has it impacted their business?
Yeah, hugely so. So 10 years ago, if you were to look at the beer industry, about 50% of the volume was Anheuser-Busch and 30% was MillerCoors. And at this time, 10 years ago, they both happened to also be involved in big mergers that resulted in MillerCoors and Anheuser-Busch InBev, which is a big international distributor. And so in the 10 years since, Anheuser-Busch has dropped almost 10 percentage points. And MillerCoors is down from 30% to more like 23%. So that's a big, big shift within that pie. And then that pie is a smaller piece of the overall pie of alcohol consumption in the United States. And so one sort of startling figure here is if you just look at Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Bud Light, which are the big sellers for those two companies, the decrease in volume that they produce domestically here is equivalent to 50 beers per drinking age American. That's not even getting into how many Americans actually drink. Just if you, for every single drinking age American, a couple cases of beer difference is being produced every year now. Less is being produced every year now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think when people saw that corn syrup ad, a lot of us, specifically in the Midwest, especially in this area, we're in the Corn Belt, we went, ooh, that's going to annoy some corn growers.
Yeah.
And it seems like the infighting, at least previously, has not been a great thing for customers. Customers don't seem to like it. You know, you went to tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
What did people have to say there about, you know, the impact of these ads and their drinking preferences?
Yeah, so it was interesting because on one hand, you do see a lot of Miller Lite. Obviously, it's Miller Park. You know, this is Miller's hometown. And so not surprisingly, many people are still drinking Miller Lite. Many people were offended by the Super Bowl commercials, particularly the billboards locally. So Anheuser-Busch took out billboards that says, to motorists going down 94, that there's 100% less corn syrup in Bud Light versus Miller Lite. And so it felt, you know, like an attack on their home turf, and they were going to stand by Miller Lite. But at the same time, you also saw a lot of these new products that are eating into the beer industry pie, like the hard seltzers and the craft beer. And talking to them, many of them were not aware that their beers did not contain corn syrup. So even though they were opposed to the Bud Light messaging, it had kind of worked in that they got the message that Bud Light hoped that they would get, which is that their beers have corn syrup and that corn syrup is something that most people have a negative association with.
Yeah. It was funny, the ads. I thought to myself, it's a little bit like if there were a big Drake ad after the Bucks went against
right.
the Raptors,
yeah.
just a big Drake ad being like, Raptors are number one.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't put it past Drake to do that
yeah.
either. It is. It was, you know, and I think they probably got the reaction they hoped for, which was local media coverage. And there has been a history of the two brands going at each other because there are people who seem to enjoy the sport of the advertising campaigns. The question is whether or not in the long term it's good for either of them. And I think there's a feeling that some marketing professionals have that it's kind of easy to get caught up in this back and forth, and it's kind of exciting to be going back and forth with your rival, but at a point, it has diminishing returns, and it can have a negative effect on the overall category of beer if the beer giants are constantly taking shots at each other.
Yeah. Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Matt Piper is a Milwaukee-based writer whose piece, The Big Beer Battle, was featured in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. Piper spoke with Joy Powers, and you can find out more of our conversations with Milwaukee Magazine at WUWM.com.
Waiting, and I know I should go home, but every time I start to leave, they play another song. Then someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free, what's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Babies beg me not to go.